Debbie. We've been working on a fun project for the past year.
Yes, we have. What you're referring to, of course, is our book, To Our Better, Midlife Newlyweds Bicycle Coast to Coast. Although you described the project as fun, I think the bicycling was much more fun.
I have to agree with you, but reliving it through this book is the next best thing to being there. Maybe you can share with people what the trip was like for a brand new bride.
Well, it was amazing. Every day was a new adventure, but most striking was the difference between fantasy and reality.
What do you mean by fantasy versus reality?
Well, it was only a few miles into our trip after leaving the Pacific Ocean in Oregon when I realized I would need to find a place to use the bathroom. Outside, in the wide open, hopefully behind a tree, and out of your sight. I hadn't learned about that in premarital counseling, and it didn't exactly fit my idea of being a new bride. What about you, Tim? What struck you most on that first day?
Well, we really had no clue what we were getting into. I can remember when Jim's car pulled away. All of a sudden, I realized we were alone. Of course, that was not all bad. There was a strange feeling of exhilaration and panic, all wound into one nervously excited ball of knots in my stomach. We were left to our own devices, and it was a long way home. One part of me felt intimidated, almost fearful, and another was like, "This is great! It is finally happening!" And celebrating it with a new bride I had waited so many years to find was just so storybook.
I loved our trip. I can't wait for our next bicycling adventure.
Well, there is still a lot to do, so we better get back to work. While the book is back to the editor, we're now working on some marketing materials.
You mentioned book. Didn't you forget about the other book?
Oh, yes. We are working on an e-book entitled Bicycle Touring How-To, What We Learned. Those who are interested in touring, or others who just want more about our adventure, can learn what it took and what we took.
That's right, and people can stay plugged in by providing us their email address on our website, openroadpress.com. There is a form on the contact page. If they leave us their email address, we can let them know when the books are available, and we can also share some other stories and thoughts with them along the way.